Well, Syria, Sam's the wording of the United Nations Security Council statement on the recent massacre of civilians in the central town of Houla.
I'd like here to condemn also, on behalf of my government, the tsunami of lies that were said a few minutes ago by some members of the Council. The press statement adopted by the Security Council today, adopted somehow the version of events submitted by General Mood. If you go to the language in which the press statement was written, you would find in it that nothing indicates that the Council is blaming the Syrian government forces for the killings and the perpetration of the massacres. On the contrary, it identifies that other elements in the picture may be responsible for what happened.
In the statement, it said attacks involved a series of government artillery and tank shellings in a residential neighborhood. You disagree with that?
I disagree with the interpretation provided. I disagree with the interpretation provided to you of this sentence by the German ambassador, the British ambassador, and others.
Jaafari said the 15-nation council misinterpreted the words of the head of the UN mission in Syria, General Robert Mood. He was referring to a part of the statement that condemned the Syrian government for the artillery and tank shelling of a residential neighborhood in Houla. Jaafari said it was an interpretation of Western states such as Germany and the UK. He added that General Mood has said it was unclear how the mass killings had taken place and that the events needed to be investigated. The Security Council released a statement after an emergency session to discuss the Houla killings. Over 100 people were killed and 300 others wounded, rather, in the town on Friday. Well, joining us now to discuss this further is the host of Current Issues TV and Radio, Hisham Talawi from Lafayette. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Talawi. Now, the Syrian ambassador to the UN has accused the delegations of certain UN Security Council member states of distorting the version of events presented by General Mood. Are you at all surprised?
Well, no, of course, I'm not surprised, and I'm not surprised that Syria or the Syrian government will be blamed for this, because from the beginning, when the news media around the world, media and Arab media, with no exceptions, almost, they all have accused the massacre and accused the Syrian government of committing that massacre, even though the massacre was just taking place when the government was being accused. Now, we know for a fact that many, many Syrian cities and towns are completely in the hands of terrorist military groups, and you don't see that on Western media. You don't see the military groups. You know, you hear only of civilians being killed by their own government, but you don't see the tons, the hundreds of tons of weapons and men that are brought from Libya and other to actually fight in Syria, just like they have done in Libya. That you don't see on major networks, or you don't see it actually on almost 90% of the media out there around the world. And that is the problem. The problem is you don't see the terrorists, you don't see the armed gangs that are all over Syria now. Now, when you engage the military with groups like, when you have hundreds of fighters fighting the military with tanks. Now, I'm sure that when you have tanks shelling a city, you will have children go into probably basement, etc., etc. You're not going to have that many children. You know, the Syrian army have shelled many cities, and you did not see this sort of massacre taking place. Normally, people will take their children and hide them inside basements. But with having that kind of massacres going on, it reminds us of what was going on in Iraq, actually, when you had these terrorist groups killing civilians just to blame it on others. So we've seen this before.
Indeed. Now, this just brings me to the second question. The UN Security Council is mum on the issue of foreign backing of armed groups in Syria, despite their reaffirming, quote, the strong commitment to the sovereignty, independence, unity, and territorial integrity of Syria. What do you make of the paradox there?
Well, I mean, it's very simple. It's not what they do. What they say, the statement they put out, is for consumptions both in their own countries and abroad, and also to have these Arab countries that have lined up with the West against Syria to talk about the sovereignty of Syria, et cetera, et cetera. You know, the United Nations Security Council, especially those countries like France and England and the United States, they're looking for anything to blame the Syrian government with so they can get another UN Security Council resolution to go and hit more on Syria. We've seen this, the double standards, the lies. We know what they are doing. But unfortunately now you have, unfortunately for Syria, the country that everybody talks about its integrity and its sovereignty, you know, you have the Turks on the north and you have the Saudi Arabia on the south and you have, it's surrounded. Basically, it's an Israel to the south. So you have a lot of Syria is facing a lot. It's not just the terrorists inside the country. They're facing terrorists all around the world. They're facing terrorists in the United Nations Security Council. These same people who actually committed massacres in Afghanistan and Iraq and Libya. These are the same people that are crying now over the children of Syria that they themselves contributed to their killings because they themselves contributed to the armed gangs and to the weapons that are entering Syria right now. You know, the Syrian government cannot actually catch every weapon that is smuggled to the country. They probably catch 1%, and 99% of weapons and people are going into Syria. This is the truth that the media, including the Arab media, they don't show. They just show what, and they blame everything that is going on the Syrian army.
Right, and Bashar Jaafari also said that the recent massacre and its aftermath is being used to further internationalize the situation in Syria and encourage more foreign involvement. Will that work, though?
Well, of course it will work. That's exactly what they want. You know, it will work, even if it's a lie, even if the Syrian government did not commit the massacre, even if those children were actually killed by the terrorist groups and they lined them up. You know, how could you line up all this together? And that's exactly what it's going to do. It is going to bring about a change in the way the world is looking at Syria. And unfortunately, they're going to get what they want because the truth is not what goes on the ground. The truth is what they are able to convince people with by showing them pictures of these children, by showing them what is going on and blaming it on the Syrian government. And before you know it, everybody will be asking for the head of the Syrian government.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. That was the host of Current Issues TV and Radio, Hisham Talawi, joining us there from Lafayette. Mr. Talawi, we thank you for your comments here on Press TV.